I didn't know I was a dream.
I'm Arun Vanagopal, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Some of the most important works of art hold up a mirror to society, engaging with the most divisive social and political issues of the time. And today, theater is taking up that mantle. In recent years, we've seen a new wave of theater taking on immigration. From ICE raids to electronic surveillance to the fate of DACA recipients, theater performances have been placing migrant stories center stage. Tony Valdovinos de la Mora is a DACA recipient who first learned of his immigration status on his 18th birthday when attempting to enlist in the Marines. 5 years ago, he was approached by a theater group about having his story made into a musical. This is one of the songs from the resulting musical, Americano.
Crooked line, a jagged border. One step inside and you are free. The other way is out of order. Now it's impossible.
But Americano is just one show of many. For example, playwright Andrea Tome has placed migrants at the center of her work.
To emigrate is this radical act of imagination. It's an incredible thing to have to imagine yourself in a new place, imagine your life, leave everything you know. That takes a lot of vision. And then it's a very radical thing to go. Sometimes you hear people talk as if it's such a, you know, they just left and they to come here because it's so great here. I'm like, it's not an easy thing. Living in a place where, especially if you don't have the freedom to go back and forth, which is the case if you are not don't have legalized status, it's like you can't be here, but you can't go home.
Her latest production, called Fandango for Butterflies and Coyotes, is about undocumented migrants in the New York City area. I spoke with Andrea and Tony about the rise of immigration-focused theater productions. I started by asking her what inspired her to make this show and how she first got started.
Originally, it was a piece of documentary theater that I was commissioned to write by En Garde Arts, and the director of En Garde Arts, Annie Hamburger, said, I'd like you to interview folks and create a play based on interviews with folks that are here without papers, that are undocumented. And I have many friends who have been undocumented and lived here for a long time. So it began as me having these interviews with folks and then interweaving those voices almost more verbatim and of D.V. Smith style. But we really wanted to share it and get to the communities where folks live, where it's not just theater people there. It's the most important to me, honestly, to reach folks that are in this situation who can see themselves there.
So, Tony, what about Americano? Tell me the origin story of your production.
Absolutely. Well, the origin story is the Phoenix Theater, Michael Bartnett, the director there, gave me a call about 5 years ago. He had heard me do a similar interview like today on NPR talking about how to get more Latinos out to vote. We have a significant population here in Phoenix of Latino registered voters that don't participate regularly in elections. And that's the work that I've dedicated myself to doing for the last 9 years. The theater one time called me, sat down with me. I talked to him about my life experience when I found out I was undocumented coming out of high school, and then what I did for the last 9 years of my life, helping elect a long list of Latinas into elected office. That's what the story is about. It's about perseverance, pride, and patriotism, and how, you know, here as immigrants in the United States, we absolutely contribute.
So you think you're reaching people that, say, political campaigning or organizing doesn't necessarily?
Absolutely, which is, I think, the most phenomenal, you know, experience for myself. I mean, I grew up in the last 10 years, you know, in progressive politics. It was really interesting to have our governor, Governor Doug Ducey, came to see the show. He made a post on Twitter about his experience watching the show. So I think it's incredible to, you know, recognize that there is opportunities to humanize, you know, our political divisions and the attempt at trying to tell a story without the D or the R, you know, without the politics. And I think that that's one of the greatest achievements here in Americano, is that they've really were able to achieve that. You know, it follows my family. It follows my turbulence with my father when I got involved in politics. You know, my father wanted me back on the shovel, you know, helping them out, you know, helping him out at work. But I was knocking on doors in the summer for free for a candidate I had never met.
And Tony, do you think you are getting D's and R's to fill those seats in the theater?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the greatest achievement, is that we have both of those audiences in these seats.
How can you tell?
Well, I know a lot of these folks. I mean, we've had Democrats, elected Democrats come and introduce the show. We've had elected Republicans come and introduce the show that I worked at City Hall at one point. The first dreamer to work at City Hall. Mm. And one of the Republicans sitting there was supportive of one of our councilwomen choosing us to become employees at City Hall. And so I think it's incredible to, you know, humanize the immigrant story without being political. And we have D's and R's that are showing up to this show. But I think that that's why I wanted to do this 5 years ago when they approached me. I knew it was more of a responsibility for my community versus something that was going to be, you know, amazing. I mean, I have a lot of folks that ask me, like, how does it feel to have a musical after your life? And to me, it feels like responsibility because, you know, I know how many students didn't qualify for DACA. I know them personally. And so for me, it's always worrying about the next wave of students that need leadership and mentorship.
Tony, I mean, 5 or 10 years ago, it was relatively rare that we heard somebody who was undocumented or even previously undocumented having sort of a public life and being open about it because of the stigma. And now it seems like it's much more common and that you do have productions like your own and many others. Are we seeing a real shift in the willingness of people who are currently or previously undocumented willing to like bear their stories for a larger purpose?
Absolutely. I think it's called courage. You know, it's representation. You know, we spend most of our lives being afraid of who we were. As Mexicanos, you know, there's this saying, it's like, no nos rajamos, right? We never back down from a fight. And I think this is a fight for, you know, to live a peaceful life, to live a life where we can get a job, we can start a family, we know we contribute. I grew up building some of the most beautiful homes with my father. We never profited from that. It was the companies we worked for. It was my dad's health that we exchanged in those 15 years of construction when the economy was booming. And then when it was not, you know, people looked for somebody to blame. We're not the first to be blamed after the economy slows down. It's throughout our history in the United States.
Andrea, I'm curious. Your own production is going to theaters all across the city. And we also have shows about undocumented migrants across the country. Is it fair to say that the Trump era is being met with some sort of golden age of theater dealing with these issues?
You know, it's a good question because I think about that sometimes. And first of all, Tony, I want to say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. And the work that you do, just I'm so grateful for it. And it's fantastic. But yeah, you know, sometimes I think I joke sometimes with my friends in theater and in the Latino community sometimes of like, you know, we've been writing about undocumented immigrants and the immigration situation and for 30 years, you know, 20 years. When I was in San Francisco in the 90s, Proposition 187 was passed in California, mm-hmm. which basically denied all these legal services to undocumented immigrants and really, really dehumanizing legislation. So I feel like that was a little microcosm for what's happening now on a national scale. And people have been talking about it. And I think what's happening is that I think the people affected by this stuff have always been talking about it and creating art about it. I think that what's happening is a lot of folks who maybe weren't as aware of it are waking up to it because it's so egregious and so obvious and so extreme with what Trump is doing and the certain policies in place and the ways that people are being talked about and dehumanized and children in cages and the horrifyingness of it all. Is that I think that's woken a lot of people up to how problematic our immigration policy has been for a long time.
And very long time, yeah.
Huge amounts of deportations under Obama as well. And I mean, it's now at a point of just the violence to human bodies and spirits is incredible right now. And but I don't think it's a new problem. I think it's a new awareness that's happening. And that includes theater producers who often are, you know, there's not a ton of Latino theater producers or maybe immigrant theater producers. And so I think that, you know, part of it's a gatekeeper thing. Like, mm-hmm. what do the people who are the gatekeepers think is relevant or important? And this may have always been relevant or important, but now people are like, oh, this is relevant and important, you know?
They can no longer say this is a pipeline
right,
issue.
Right, right. So I'm like, well, good. I'm glad you finally see that it's relevant and important. And it has been for a long time. And that's part of why we're in this situation now, because it hasn't been dealt with, you know?
I've been speaking with Andrea Tome, writer of the play Fandango for Butterflies and Coyotes, and Tony Valdovinos de la Mora, political consultant and consulting producer on the musical Americano, which is based on his life. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you want more information on any of these shows happening across the country, check out our website, thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.